rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1968. Soul and psychedelic overtones. What started with the Motown sound had blossomed forth into a style of music all its own, psychedelia. Psychedelia went rampant. Psychedelic music in the jargon of the youth became known as heavy, head, acid rock, or underground. It was such a popular phase of music that underground radio stations that played only the offbeat psychedelic sounds popped up all over the nation. Few met with great success. It primarily started on the West Coast. This type of music was often tied in with hippies, drugs, and sex. Not to say that it was dirty, but it had a definite appeal to those with deep minds and liberal views. Jimi Hendrix and the Jefferson Airplane represented the rock revolution, a sound coming out of San Francisco for the most part, all part of the so-called Ashbury scene, referring to the Haight-Ashbury section of the city by the bay. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968.
WPGC number one's rock and roll generation, and I'm Brian Lawrence. In 1968, movie themes were still making hits, and so was the pen of Bacharach and David and the voice of Dionne Warwick. WPGC's Rock and Roll Generation. The theme from the Valley of the Dolls at 17 minutes after 8 on WPGC number one with Brian Lawrence here. Sergio Mendes began as a jazz piano player in the pop music field, and in 1966 joined the growing numbers under Herb Albert and his Tijuana Brass and formed a group called Brazil 66. 2 years later, he was still making hits with Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. This is Scarborough Fair, a Simon & Garfunkel song. Continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968. A presidential commission told us the races were becoming polarized, each into its own thing. However, the music was getting closer together. Long hair started to come back, but it was only with the black race. Black entertainers started wearing a cut called the Afro-American. This was to catch on in a big way in the year 1969. The black man was finding out that baby black was beautiful.
Change, change, change.
Aretha Franklin was crowned the Queen of Soul. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968.
They rain and snow on everyone.
show you that folk music wasn't dead in 1968. Judy Collins singing a Joni Mitchell song, Both Sides Now, on the Rock and Roll Generation, 25 minutes after 8, with Brian Lawrence on WPGC number 1. And the good guys' environment is clear with increasing cloudiness tonight, lows to 55, increasing cloudiness tomorrow, and highs to 65. Right now, it's 53 degrees here at WPGC. And in 1968, we saw the rise to fame of a young blind musician from Spain on a song that was number 2 only 1 year earlier. Feliciano and Come On Baby, Light My Fire, a song that scored as high as number 3 on the national music charts and number 37 for the year of 1968. In 1968, Dusty Springfield was still making hit records like her Son of a Preacher Man.
Cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Everything is alright. You kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord knows he was.
Ooh, yes, he was.
How
Jesse Springfield and her Son of a Preacher Man song from 1968 on the Rock and Roll Generation.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem inviting you to review the American Top 40 this and every Sunday from 9 until noon right here on Good Guys Radio.
It's 8:30 with Brian Lawrence here at WPGC number 1.
WPGC FM Morning Sun.
In 1968, people were looking at the senseless tragedies of assassinations of many of our popular political figures like John Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Dr. Martin Luther King, and so was Dion DiMucci.
Anybody here?
First for him in a long time, since The Wanderer and songs like that. Abraham, Martin, and John at 8:34 on the Rock and Roll Generation from WPGC number 1. And in 1968, Mary Hopkin recorded a song on the new Beatle Apple label called Those Were the Days.
Oh,
feel of a Russian folk ballad. That was Mary Hopkin and Those Were the Days, scoring as high as number 22 for the year of 1968. On the Rock and Roll Generation, it's 8:39 with Brian Lawrence here at WPGC number one. And here is a group that in 1968...
Oh, my love.
Jimmy Webb, a young writer, hit the jackpot with a couple of hits. One of them sung by a former backup man, Glenn Campbell, who made it on his own, and indeed made it in a very big way. Tiny Tim brought back the 20s.
Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Along the same lines, Georgie Fame sang the saga of Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde were pretty looking people. I can tell you people, they were the devil's chip.
Two depression criminals made famous again in a Hollywood-produced movie.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Bubblegum music, as it was called, was all over the charts.
Oh, chew it, 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 baby. Always got a mouthful of such sweet things to say.
The movie that was later to be acclaimed one of the top motion pictures of the last 10 years had a top 10 song.
Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know.
The most controversial song of 1968, Harper Valley PTA.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968.
Flames and some sweet soul music from 1968 that's called I've Got the Feeling on the Rock and Roll Generation at 8:46 with Brian Lawrence on WPGC number one.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1968. Between Pigmeat Markham, an old-time vaudeville comedian, and Sammy Davis Jr., everybody in the year 1968 was saying one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
court's in session. The court's in session now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
Here come the judge was the phrase of the day. It became popular after Sammy Davis Jr. used it in a comedian's routine on the television show Laugh-In. But it was originated years and years ago by the famous Negro comedian Pigmeat Markham. In 1968, the Beatles formed their own record company and called it Apple Records. Is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1968.
With Brian Lawrence of the rock and roll generation from WPGC number one.
Hello, my name is Edgar R. Burrow. Welcome to Person to Animal. Today, we're visiting a very popular animal, especially popular during the Uncola season. His name is Undear, and he, for many years now, has been helping the man from Uncola deliver 7-Up. Hello there, Undear.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh. Hi there, Ed. Welcome to my home.
And a lovely home it is, Undear, decorated in early Uncola, isn't it?
Yes, Ed. Everyone has plenty of 7-Up around decorating their homes during the Uncola season. 7-Up goes great with food, friends, parties, snow.
I see. Well, we're just about out of time.
What?
Thank you, Undear. This is Edgar R. Burrow.
You mean that's it? You don't want to meet my wife?
No,
well,
we...
She's a dear, but what about my hobbies?
Yes, really.
I can sing.
Some other time.
Saying
goodnight for Person to Animal.
The one with Brian Lawrence and the rock and roll generation.
WPGC FM Morningside.
It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. Yeah.
The story of another group that went straight up and then went straight down again. The Four Jacks and a Jewel People and a song called Master Jack, which was big not only on the top 40 charts, but also on the middle of the road charts, was made a double seller. It's 9:02 at WPGC number one with Brian Lawrence and the Rock and Roll Generation. And another hit for Spanky and our gang called I'd Like to Get to Know You.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
finally
you.
Finally I found searching all around. Just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I
and our gang, wrapping up 1968. I'd like to get to know you at 9:06. Rock and Roll Generation Time with Brian Lawrence on WPGC number one.